ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that dub this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Good Sunday morning to you. Happy week 7 of the NFL slates and your fantasy football season. I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. 312-332-3776 if you want to jump on in and bounce your fantasy football dilemma off of me this morning. I'll be here for you until 8 o'clock, as I am every Sunday morning during the football season, 7 to 8 a.m., taking your fantasy football questions. And you can also hit me up on Twitter at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R, where I will be available for you. And as long as you get them in a timely fashion, generally before 11 a.m., I will do my best to answer those for you before kickoff. All right, so opening segment. If you are unfamiliar with the show, that is where I run through all the latest news and information regarding a lot of the injury players and what you need to do with them, what you need to be aware of. And then after that, we will take your phone calls here on ESPN 1000. Let's get after it.
Well, let's see if the 49ers go to McCaffrey here. Coming in, 7 total touchdowns on the year, tied for first in the NFL. He is the single back. Purdy goes under center. 2 receivers right, 1 left. Purdy takes a look at the defense, gets the snap, turns, hands it off McCaffrey, straight ahead towards the end zone. He is in. Touchdown 49ers. Christian McCaffrey scores a touchdown for a 14th consecutive game, and the 49ers lead 20-7.
All right, so here we go. This is the biggest issue for fantasy football, not just because it's the highest scoring running back in fantasy football, but because of the fact that Christian McCaffrey is playing on Monday night against the Vikings. You know by now he's dealing with the oblique injury. The latest information we have came yesterday afternoon from Adam Schefter. McCaffrey practiced limited on Saturday for the first time this week, and he's still listed as questionable. So, huge headache here. How do you attack it? First and foremost, Elijah Mitchell, Jordan Mason, those are the two main backups in San Francisco who would stand to see an increased workload if McCaffrey is inactive. I lean ever so slightly towards Jordan Mason, but we don't really have clarity because Kyle Shanahan was vague in his pressers this week and actually suggested, if you read between the lines, that it could be Elijah Mitchell who could be the primary backup. The reason he saw less carries the previous week when Jordan Mason saw more was because it was Elijah Mitchell's first week back from injury. So that complicates matters. Again, I'd lean ever so slightly towards Jordan Mason if you have to make the decision between the two. Of course, again, this is Monday night. I don't have clarity to offer you up. Hopefully, maybe, just maybe, if you're dealing with a flex position, you can potentially turn to someone like Jordan Addison, or maybe you have Alexander Mattison as well. Either of those players would be, I think, better options to turn to instead of trying to guess between Mitchell or Mason. But it's completely up in the air. A little bit of good news again that McCaffrey did practice for the first time yesterday, but again, it's a nightmare. It's a headache. I cannot give you clarity because I don't know exactly whether or not he's going to play. Practicing for what is technically the Friday practice, having occurred on Saturday, it's trending in the right direction, but I can't guarantee you he's going to play. So hopefully you have a option to turn to in the event that he does not go, even if it is a Vikings player. So that's the way I would play it, line it up. Honestly, if you have a second tight end, maybe you can do this. If you have Hockenson on the lineup and you can use tight ends in your flex, I would actually start a different tight end today and just have someone to turn to and pivot away from, because I think obviously McCaffrey is somebody who, if he's out there and starting, you want to use. So do anything you can to have an option to turn to in the event he can't go. That would be my play if you're trying to game the system here. One guy you cannot turn to tomorrow night.
Second and seven. Shotgun snap. Brock Purdy airing it out. Deep for Debo in the end zone. Makes the catch on the right side of the end zone for the touchdown. 27 yards for Brock Purdy to Debo Samuel.
All right, so Debo has already been ruled out with a hairline fracture in his shoulder, and he's also going to miss next week as well before the 49ers hit their bye week in week 9. So Debo has already officially been ruled out in weeks 7 and 8, so you can go ahead and make plans without him. I think Brandon Ayuk stands to benefit the most. He's already been the top target getter in San Francisco. But without Debo there, that's certainly going to make him much more appealing against a Vikings defense that usually lets teams do what they want against them. So, Brandon Ayuk, if you were on the fence at all, get him in the lineup.
Second and goal from the 7 in the left hash. Play clock at 4. McVay creeping down the sideline. Stafford gets the playoff. Hands off. Kyron, left side. Jump cut. End zone. He's done it again. Touchdown, Kyron Williams. Touchdown, L.A. from the 7.
All right, so you will not be hearing that today. Kyron Williams, who's really been a godsend off of the waiver wire for fantasy football players, he's been placed on injured reserve with that ankle injury. And I know a lot of folks ran out and nabbed Zach Evans off of waiver wires this week, the rookie running back, who I actually liked what I saw from him in the limited action that he got in the preseason. However, we also got a little bit of clarity, at least as much as you can consider clarity, from Schefter at times when they're just team reports. Adam Schefter tweeted earlier this morning, pulling it up as we speak, my apologies here. So the Rams' plan is to lean on running backs Royce Freeman and Daryl Henderson against the Steelers. That's right. I said Daryl Henderson, blast from the past, and also blast from the past, Royce Freeman. So Zach Evans is expected to play the backup role. So if you were fortunate enough to win your big bid on Zach Evans, well, you got a handful of nothing there. So do not use Zach Evans. I don't think you want to have any part of that today. He's probably looking at a very minimal role for the Rams today. And do not use Daryl Henderson or Royce Freeman either. I don't think either of those players are going to help you much today. Or at least if they do, I can't decipher between which one will be more helpful. And so it's really just throwing something at the wall if you start either Rams running back against the Steelers today at home. Speaking of the Steelers,
13 to Kansas City. Shotgun for Roethlisberger at Pittsburgh, 1st and 10. There's the shotgun snap, drifting back, good pocket, line drive throw in the end zone, over the shoulder catch, back of the end zone, under the crossbar, touchdown, and it's made by Deontay Johnson. What a throw by the Hall of Fame quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, right on the money, with an over the shoulder catch by Johnson of 13 yards.
I think that's the last time Deontay Johnson scored a touchdown was when Ben Roethlisberger was under center. That's why we had to go so far back. But Deontay Johnson returns from injured reserve, was a full participant in practice. So go ahead and get him in your lineup if you need the receiver help. Of course, in PPR formats, you certainly want to use him. And I do think there was a string of bad luck last year. I don't expect a player like Deontay Johnson to normally see as many targets as he does in a season, have as many catches as he has in a season, and end up not scoring for an entire season. So I think Deontay Johnson, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised at all if he looks good, if they do what they can to go out of their way to get him a touchdown, kind of just to nip that in the bud. So go ahead and use Deontay Johnson. And you know what? Check your waiver wire too, because he was on injured reserve, and because in smaller roster leagues where you don't have maybe the bench room to play with and maybe you don't have an IR spot, Deontay Johnson, I did see, was available in a couple of my leagues this past week. So if he happens to be available on your waiver wire this morning, go ahead and scoop him up, because I think he's going to be somebody who you can rely upon, especially, again, in PPR formats. he is very valuable. And I think you can go ahead and, in most cases, plug him right into your lineup because I have not hit on it just yet. But six bye weeks this week. Now, the only redeeming quality with this is that a lot of these teams are not necessarily fantasy juggernauts. So you can maybe get by, but this week the Bengals, Cowboys, so of course Jamar Chase, CeeDee Lamb, there's a couple wide receivers you're probably using. No Tony Pollard for you. I don't think people are crying too much about not being able to use Dak and Burrow because they haven't been great this season, but there's a couple of players who you are going to have to find solutions for this week. The Tennessee Titans, outside of Henry, I don't know who you were using. Hopefully you haven't had to rely upon DeAndre Hopkins. The New York Jets, they've been very difficult. Of course, Breece Hall, as the running back spot, has been somewhat usable. And then, of course, Garrett Wilson's been in a headache with Zach Wilson throwing him the ball all season long. Although, the last couple weeks, I think we can finally feel more comfortable using Garrett Wilson again. Carolina Panthers, Adam Thielen, PPR format has been a stud. He is not going to be available to you today. And then the Houston Texans, I don't think too many people were relying upon C.J. Stroud at this point. If you were crossing your fingers most weeks with Damian Pierce, that's been an absolute nightmare, so you get a reprieve this week. So those are your six bye week teams this week. If you have any of those kickers, go ahead and make alternative plans. How about this guy? What do you do with Green Bay Packers running back Aaron Jones?
Stroud comes to full throw out of the shotgun. Three receivers right, one to the left. Aaron Jones on the left side of the quarterback in the backfield. Snap to left, dumps it over the middle. Aaron Jones makes the catch. 25-20, cutting right. He's gone to the house. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. Aaron Jones, electrifying 35-yard touchdown reception. Wow.
All right, so that was the last time Aaron Jones actually gave his fantasy football owners a moment of excitement. That was the opener against the Bears. Since then, on that play, he actually did injure his hamstring. And we saw him return prior to the bye week, but really not be very... Actually, remember, he returned a week before they hit the bye, was not very useful, limited snaps. Then he missed the following week, and then they hit the bye. He's been a participant in practice. Again, with all those bye weeks, you know, he's expected to be active today, and it is a beautiful matchup in Denver against a terrible Broncos defense. I think I'm still probably going to use Aaron Jones today, but I completely understand it if you just want to wait and see and say, you know what, give me one good week before I go back to you. I completely understand that. Again, that Broncos matchup is just so enticing, so appetizing. I want a part of it. So I think I'm going to continue to use Aaron Jones, but I get it. If you want to just wait a week, fine by me. I completely understand it. Meanwhile, in the division, the Detroit Lions are in Baltimore today.
A rookie picture out there. LaPorta, the tight end in motion, gives the back, running to the right, to the edge, and Gibbs stays on his feet, gets the first down, and he goes out of bounds.
Sounds like Jahmyr Gibbs is finally going to have the featured role. Craig Reynolds, who a lot of people expect. I do think Craig Reynolds may be the goal line back for the Lions, but Jahmyr Gibbs, it sounds like from Dan Campbell, is set to be the guy who they're going to lean upon. He's returning from a hamstring injury, so just like Aaron Jones gets a little bit dicey, always concerned about potential re-injury with hamstrings. But Dan Campbell said they need to lean on him, so it does sound like Jahmyr Gibbs is going to be a very viable play as an RB2 this week, and certainly in that flex spot. A couple of receivers to hit on before we turn to you, the listeners out there.
Smith in the slot. Brown to the near side. Hurst in the gun. Scott to his left. Motion. Goddard. Hurst rolling right. Rolling, firing, and it is caught for a touchdown on the far side of the end zone. Grabbing it is Devontae Smith. Inches from the sideline.
It's the Slim Reaper doing what he does.
A Slim Reaper sounds like he will be doing what he does on Sunday Night Football as the Eagles host the Dolphins tonight. So that is good news. Devontae Smith said he's going to play. So from the horse's mouth there earlier this week, go ahead and I think you can feel good about using him. doesn't sound like it's going to be too much of an issue for him. You don't have to worry about waiting it out. Should be good to go for the Eagles. Lane Johnson, though, his status is still up in the air. That could be a little bit problematic for the offensive line, which really does lead the way for the Eagles when you consider how their offense is just an absolute meat grinder. So check that, you know, could put a little bit, could throw a little bit of a wrench in your DeAndre Swift plans. If you have some other guys who you may be thinking of, I would consider possibly putting Swift on the bench this week. And then finally, last big one here, hasn't been an issue in previous weeks, even though he's been on the injury report, but that might not be the same case today.
Second down and 9. Charbonnet stays in the backfield. Here comes the blitz. Geno has time. Throws it over the top. Metcalf! Touchdown! Seahawks! The Rams blitz. They go to a man-to-man on DK Metcalf. Not a chance, baby. Geno Smith lofts it up over the top from 10 yards out. Metcalf has now tied Darrell Turner for sixth place on the Seahawks all-time receiving touchdowns list with 36, and they made it look easy.
Seahawks host the Cardinals today. That is a 3:05 kick in Seattle. So for the most part, DK Metcalf has been dealing with a rib injury throughout the last couple of weeks, but that has not hindered him. He's been available each week. This week, not necessarily the same situation. Still a rib injury, but also a hip as well that he's been dealing with. And Adam Schefter reports this morning that there is far more questions surrounding DK. He's going to be in pregame warm-ups to test it. But this one's a little bit dicier than it has been the last couple weeks. Don't just assume he's an automatic start if you're going to wait it out. Again, it's an afternoon game. With 6 byes, it gets a little bit trickier, so make sure you have an alternative in the event DK can't go for some of the people, you know, playing in the afternoon or Monday night game. All right, folks, there are the main injury news items you need to be aware of for your lineup this week. Now it is your turn, 312-332-3776, your chance to join me on the Fantasy Football Show, of course, presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. So let's go. Your turn. 312-332-3776. Give me a call, and we will take your questions next.
The Fantasy Football Show with a guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller. Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN. That's 312-332-3776. This is The Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
Didn't hit on it in the top there because had so many injuries to run through. But, of course, you know, listening to ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app, that we are the home of the Bears, and you're probably well aware of at this point. But just in case you're not, Jimmy Garoppolo will not be starting for the Raiders today against the Bears as you listen to that. And all of our pregame coverage, which begins right after this show wraps up with Bleck and Abdallah coming your way at 8 o'clock. Of course, Sylvie will be with Lance Briggs and Dion Miller from 10 to noon. You'll get the Bears and Raiders, Jeff Joniak, Tom Thayer, Jason McKee on the call for that one at Soldier Field. Then, of course, Peggy Kaczynski, Yurko will have your post-game show, and then on the post-post-game show, I will be back with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer. So a full day of coverage of Bears and Raiders, and of course, Jimmy Garoppolo out for the Raiders, expected to be back next week. That means that Brian Hoyer will be under center for the Vegas Raiders, and the Bears, of course, you know at this point, will have Tyson Bagent. I really don't want to start either of those quarterbacks, although you might need to in two QB leagues because, of course, we know Superflex, you generally want to start a quarterback. If I had to choose between the two, I actually would roll with Tyson Bagent over Brian Hoyer today. I do think he does a nice job of getting rid of the ball, and I think the Bears offense is going to be at least competent today. So if you are in a pinch and need a quarterback, I don't think it's outrageous to consider starting Tyson Bagent again in two quarterback leagues. So there you go. And again, plenty more Bears coverage coming your way starting at 8 with Black and Abdallah. All right, let's take your phone calls again, 312-332-3776. And let's get things started with our man Dave, who's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, what's up, bud?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. You kind of answered my question a little bit with the Metcalf thing, but Curtis Samuel and Gabe Davis have been hot lately. So I have Samuel, Davis, and Lockett. I need one in a PPR.
Boy, that one is tricky, Dave. I think Samuel's the safest because I just think he's kind of a lock for 4 to 5 catches. However, you know, I think the upside is really just capped with him. So I don't. Unless you really want to kind of lock in that 8 to 9 points, I think I'd probably still go with Gabe Davis. You know what, though? As I think it through, if Metcalf is out, that's certainly going to help Lockett. So maybe I go. Maybe I just go with Tyler Lockett in this case. So I kind of ran through all three there, Dave. But I think I talk it out, I think I actually would go with Tyler Lockett because it sounds like Metcalf his status is definitely up in the air at best.
Who do you like better, Mitchell or Mason, if McCaffrey doesn't go?
I'm leaning towards Jordan Mason because he's looked productive. The problem is Kyle Shanahan, you know, puts I'm really leaning on my gut here because of what I've seen from Jordan Mason the last few weeks. He's looked somewhat explosive, runs hard. Elijah Mitchell has been productive in the past, and it was his first week back. So Kyle Shanahan did indicate there's a possibility Elijah Mitchell could see more carries. So I'll be honest, Dave. I'm completely guessing here that I think Mason will see. I think, honestly, you're probably going to see a split between the two. So I think I would lean a little bit towards Mason.
All right. Thanks, all right. Jeff. Good luck today.
You too, Dave. Thanks for the call, as always. Let's try Scott, who's in Maryville. Scotty, what's going on, man?
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
I got three wide receivers at the PPR. Zay Flowers, Terry McLaurin, and DJ Moore. Right now I have Zay Flowers in.
Mm-hmm.
I like Terry McLaurin. Everybody likes the matchup, but, you know, they had a great matchup against the Bears, and I got really burned on that week.
Yeah.
I even played their defense, got -5. I played Terry McLaurin, he got 8 against. So when they say the Giants secondary is, you know, I'm not sure about him with that match. I like Zay Flowers because I think he's the one, and I feel like to beat Detroit, you know, Baltimore's got to throw against their big guys. But I'm not sure
out of those three. I get it. Honestly, though, and if you want to stay away from the matchup, but you did list him, I'd still go with DJ Moore. He's the McLaurin is talent. Yeah, I think Tyson Bajan is going to get the ball into his hands. I think there's a safe floor there with DJ Moore. I do think, of course, the Raiders are going to do their best to take him away. But honestly, some of the bad weeks that DJ Moore has had has, in my opinion, been a result of Justin Fields' unwillingness to throw him the ball at times. So I think I trust, as silly as it sounds, I trust Bajant to get the ball in DJ Moore's hands. And in PPR format, that's kind of what I'm looking for. So I actually would go with Moore over Flowers. Flowers would be my second choice. If you just want to avoid, if you want to say, you know what, I want to see Bajant 1 week before I trust him, I understand that. But so Flowers would be my second. I don't like what Sam Howell's doing in Washington.
I was concerned just because of our line. Like, that Max Crosby is
fair.
A beast.
He is. But
I know he's going to throw to DJ because, you know, the running back situation is not too great right now. So who are you going to go to if you were Tyson? If you were going to start your first, who would you throw? I mean, I would go to DJ Moore, too. I'm just wondering, will they get the opportunities to feed him?
Well, see, and this is, Scott, this is where and thanks for the call, buddy. I trust Getsy a little bit, and I know not all Bears fans will agree with me, but I think it'll be interesting to see how the offense looks without Justin Fields under center, because Justin Fields likes to hold the ball. I don't think, from everything I've seen and heard from Tyson Bajan, I don't think that's going to be a huge issue for him. I think he's going to get the ball out quick. Will we be limited to a 6 or 7 catch day for 60 or 70 yards? That's possible if, you know, DJ Moore can't break one. But I think most people will agree with me. when you put the ball in DJ Moore's hands, he's very tough to bring down. Good things tend to happen with him. So I like the other, you know, you've got a good situation there, Scott, but I personally, I think DJ Moore is just the best receiver of the guys you listed. Let's try Mike, who is in Oak Forest. What's going on, Mike? Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for taking the call, man.
Yeah, no problem.
So running back situation this week, I have Aaron Jones. Or do I wait for Monday night and see what goes on with McCaffrey or Eli Mitchell?
Yeah, so I think, Mike, because you have Elijah Mitchell on the bench ready to go, I think you go with McCaffrey, especially because he did practice for the first time yesterday. So that is, you know, a trending in the right direction note. So you and especially with Aaron Jones, it's not like it's a slam dunk here. Where, you know, he's exactly. coming off the – so you're in a good spot. You have an – alternative to turn to in case McCaffrey is inactive. So I'd go McCaffrey, and then if you can, obviously go with Mitchell if he doesn't play.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
No problem.
Talk to you next week, man.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. 312-332-3776. Plenty of time to go. Here for another half an hour hanging out with you. The Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew and the fine folks over at ETI School of Skilled Trade.
The Fantasy Football Show is back with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller.
How's your lineup looking?
It's not good.
Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN.
Like if I start him and then he doesn't play, I literally have nothing in the bank. I have no backup.
That's 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Hanging out with you till 8 o'clock here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. I'm Jeff Meller, taking your calls and tweets. Again, at Jeff underscore Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. From one Mike to another, let's go to our man Mike, who is in Mount Prospect. What's going on, Mikey?
Hey, Tullamore Dew, baby.
Get it started right.
All right, listen up. I got a PPR. I've got Chris Godwin. Or I got Jamar Gibbs now ready to rock and roll, and being a DeLiant fan, I think I gotta lean towards him.
Yeah,
but I'll listen to you.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I think you know, strong indication from Dan Campbell that Gibbs is going to be the featured back today, so that's certainly something that's very appealing. And you know, in a PPR league, that really helps. That doesn't hurt Gibbs. Gibbs is somebody who we know the Lions expect to catch a lot of balls. So I think with the increased snaps today that I expect, he's a good play over Godwin.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. You know, you're like a second son to me, my brother.
Mike, too kind, too kind. Thanks, as always.
All right, buddy.
We'll talk again next week. Appreciate your patronage. Let's try Paul, who's down in the Lone Star State in Texas. What's going on, Paulie?
Hey, how are you?
Well, doing well, man.
Didn't really enjoy the show. I have a dilemma. I have Fields in my quarterback in two leagues.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, I have an option here. And then I'm going to have a quick comment for you, too, but a question. But I'm looking at, it looks like Jones is not going to go today for the Giants. I'm looking at Taylor or Ritter. And since you're right there in Chicago, how many weeks do you expect Fields to be out? I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
No problem, Paul. So of those two players, boy, it's tough, you know, to really like what you've seen from Desmond Ritter. But, of course, the Giants are a mess. I think you're probably going to get a heavy dose of Barkley. So I think I don't love it, but I guess I would go with Ritter because of just the skilled players who are at his disposal. But I don't love it. I'm not going to lie. As for Fields, they haven't placed him on injured reserve, and it doesn't sound like he's going to have surgery. So I think we're looking at probably 2 to 3 weeks. If I had to guess, I would probably say three, but wouldn't be completely shocked if he just misses two games here. But, you know, it's really the thumb for a quarterback. You need it to heal up and, you know, beyond grip strength. I think you have to be. You have to prove that you're accurate with your throws. And so I think we're looking at least 2 weeks, maybe three. But again, they have not placed him on injured reserve. So that is, of course, a little bit of an indication that By avoiding that, you're not going to miss more than 3 weeks. So otherwise, they'd just go ahead and put him on injured reserve. 312-332-3776. Let's try Eric, who's in Long Grove. Hey, Eric, what's going on, man?
Hey, morning. How are you?
Good.
All right. Not the best options here, but I need a one running back, one flex. Kings of touches and kings of bad efficiency. Madison, Rashad White. Then I got Jalen Warren, and I got Deontay Johnson coming off IR. It is a PPR league.
Yeah, so lock in Deontay. For me, that's kind of a no-brainer, and I get it, man. It's tough to want to start Madison against the Niners defense. Boy, I think I personally would still use Madison. You're right, but I'm sure that's the only reason you're even considering the other guys is because of the matchup, right, Eric? The Niners defense.
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, though, putting, you know, too much, if you didn't have Deontay Johnson, I'd probably say go ahead and use Warren, but I think, you know, going Warren and Johnson, you know, throwing two Steelers into your lineup, which is, you know, the offense has just struggled so much this year, I don't think that's a recipe for victory either. So I think I'd go with Madison and Johnson. Unless you want to get crazy with the Steelers, you know, put two Steelers in your offense there.
Thanks, man.
All right, thank you. Appreciate the call, Eric. Let's try James, who's in New Lenox. What's going on, Jimmy?
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
I need a win today. I'm trying to taste the biscuit. So I need three of these five. I'm in a full PPR, and I'm also in a half per rushing attempt league.
Okay.
The guy I'm playing started Kamara. So I'm already chasing like 15 more points than I was to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Got Dante Foreman, Zach Moss, Kareem Hunt, Curtis Samuel, and TJ Hockenson.
And I'm saying, how many do you need, James?
Three of the five. I need one as a running back and two flex.
All right, hang tight here. Hold on. Don't bounce just yet. So you got Foreman, Moss, Hunt, Hockenson, and Samuel, and you're chasing a big number there. I think you go with Foreman. He's going to see, you know, I think a heavy workload for the Bears today. So put him in for sure. Hunt is questionable. So I think we kind of steer away from him as well. I think Hockenson definitely in a PPR format, you want to use him. And then, you know, because you're chasing upside, I think you go with Zach Moss here, James, over Curtis Samuel. I talked about Samuel a little bit earlier with one of the callers, and I think his upside is just very capped, you know, not really likely to see big points from the Washington offense. So I think you go Foreman, Hockenson, and Zach Moss because, again, you played against Kamara, so you need somebody. And I think Zach Moss just proved to you that he does have, you know, a big game in him. And we still haven't seen Jonathan Taylor take the lead role just yet. So I don't think you can assume that it's going to happen this week. I think until we actually see it, I think it's okay to continue to use Zach Moss a little bit. 312-332-3776. Let's try Isaac, who's in Denver. What's going on, Isaac? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Your show. Bear down.
Mm-hmm.
I think you already answered my question, but I figure I'll throw it at you anyway.
Okay.
That was terrible news to hear about Zach Evans. I was really hoping he was going to be the steal of the week.
You and me
both. Waiver. So, I was bummed about that. But, yeah, I need two of these four in a half-point PPR. I got Rashee Rice, Kareem Hunt, Alexander Mattison, and Deontay Johnson.
And you need two, you said?
Yeah, and I'm guessing you're going to say Johnson and Mattison, but I figure I'd throw it your way. Just
yeah,
in case.
So definitely Johnson. If you really despise the matchup, I could wrap my head around using Rashee Rice a little bit. Possibly looking, you know, he's been heavily targeted when he's been on the field for the Chiefs. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if we continue to see his usage increase moving forward here. And so I honestly, with the previous caller who had the Jalen Warren, Alexander Mattison dilemma, in most cases, I would have told him to use Warren. It's just that I also don't like to put all your eggs into one basket. And since he had Deontay Johnson, I could see, you know, why I would use Mattison above him. In your case, though, Rashee Rice, I think there's a chance here moving forward he might become, you know, the next man behind Kelce in this Chiefs offense. So I'd be okay using Rashee Rice, especially in half point PPR, where it's not so important for him to be, you know, full point receptions. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the reception total might be a little bit lower, but you're not so reliant upon it in half point PPR.
Awesome. I love it, Jeff. Thanks, Isaac. You have a good one.
You too, man. Appreciate the call. Let's try CJ, who's in Shanahan. Siege, what's up, bud?
Morning, Jeff. I got a half PPR question for a wide receiver. I got Rashee Rice or Courtland Sutton.
Yeah, I think let's go Rice. A lot of what I just talked about there in Sutton and the Broncos offense has just been bad. So at this point, you know, if Sutton's not scoring a touchdown, seems like he's completely worthless. So I'd go ahead and use Rice. A lot of the same reasons that I just lined up in the previous caller. 312-332-3776. One more segment to go. Three lines open, so jump on in now, and we might be able to squeeze in before we wrap things up here on the Fantasy Football Show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Mellor. Jeff Mellor. Presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Speaking of Tullamore Dew, did want to send a shout out to the camping crew. It's Warren Dunes. That's up in
Pure Michigan.
Thank you, Tim Allen. Up in Pure Michigan last night, hanging out with a bunch of the Gurry middle schoolers, the father son campouts up in Pure Michigan. We were, you better believe, the dads were passing the Tullamore Dew last night as we were watching some college football while our sons were out gallivanting around the Warren Dunes. So shout out to the crew. I believe they are probably waking up now, getting some breakfast ready, and sluggishly waking up from it was a little bit wet last night, but had a fantastic evening before I had to head back to the city. So I'm sure they're listening on the ESPN Chicago app right now. So shout out to the folks, and happy birthday to Adam Lally. Happy 14th, Adam. And then shout out to my main man, Luke Rowan, as well. So shout out to the boys out there who are listening right now. I appreciate we had a fantastic evening again up in
Pure Michigan,
passing around the Tullamore Dew. All right, 312-332-3776. We got about 12 minutes to go here before we wrap things up. And Black and Abdallah get you set for Bears and Raiders. Let's go on out to Ron, who's in Schaumburg. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I got a tight end question.
Mm-hmm.
I had Dallas Goedert from Philadelphia.
Goddard.
I have him. He's been kind of a bust all year. And he was questionable this week, so he had a later game. So I think it's a Sunday game.
Correct.
A Sunday night game. And so I picked up Michael Mayer going against the Bears today. And it looks like Dallas is going to play, but like I said, he's been a bust all year.
Yeah,
outside of 1 week.
No, I get you, Ron. Yeah, the problem is that 1 week, you saw what he's capable of. He had kind of like Devontae Adams the week prior. He was a little bit vocal about his lack of involvement in the offense. And then you saw him, I think, was it against the Rams? I'm trying to remember now off the top of my head when Goddard did have that big game. I personally, Ron, you're right, because it does look like Dallas Goddard's going to play. I think I'd still, and I'm glad you picked up Michael Mayer, because I do think the Raiders are going to use him a little bit more. We saw that last week. They finally utilized what they drafted him for. However, with Brian Hoyer under center, I'm not loving using him just yet. So if you want to be completely safe because you don't have anyone else to go with, I get it. But I personally, Ron, would use Dallas Goedert still.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Thanks. Talk to you next week.
All right, Ron. Sorry. Hopefully I didn't disappoint you too much. I know Goddard's been disappointing for you. Let's try George, who's in Racine. Hey, what's going on, George? Been a while.
Hi. How are you?
Doing Jeff? Well, George. How are you?
Well, I'm coming up to a big birthday. I'm happy that preseason Marquette's ranked number two in the country under Kansas.
I bet you are.
Yes, sir.
And you're turning 60 this year, right, George?
Yes. Would you believe, I can't believe, 85, five kids, 14 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren.
And still playing fantasy football, George. I love it. You're one of my favorite callers whenever I see you up on the screen, my man.
Oh, I thank you very much for that. I'm And I've got my wife of 61 years that's playing a family league, and she is brutalized by injuries.
Mm.
But I just want to run it by you
sure.
real quickly. I have a choice here. I was one of those that got suckered in on Evans, so he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But McCaffrey, I can have Mitchell.
Okay.
That deal.
Yep.
She has Connor. He's out. Her only healthy running back is Pacheco.
Okay.
So I'd have to do Pacheco with the McCaffrey-Mitchell combination.
Mm-hmm.
And then on her wide receivers, she has Metcalf, but I also picked up for her the third. I can't think of his name.
And Jigba Smith?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So
and she's going to, I'm going to throw her in. I've had Johnson on her bench, so she'll.
Yes, definitely use Deontay. So what's the dilemma here, George? Is it whether you want to wait on McCaffrey?
Yeah, I, now that Evans is out, I really don't have any options other than go back and hunt on the board. I might as well just go take the shot.
Yeah.
And do McCaffrey. Yeah. And Mitchell, and also plug in Pacheco.
Yeah, I think that's what you do, because it does sound like, and thanks for the call, George. I do appreciate it. Happy early birthday coming up to you. I think Christian McCaffrey, it's trending in the right direction, as I mentioned at the top of the show for anyone who may have missed it. He did finally practice yesterday, which is kind of the Friday practice when you have the Monday night game. So I think things are trending in the right direction, George, and the truth is, Elijah Mitchell still does see some action, or at least he has in the past. And with McCaffrey dealing with the oblique injury, wouldn't be surprised at all if we see an increased usage in carries for Elijah Mitchell, because I think it would only be prudent by Kyle Shanahan to start to ease up the workload on Christian McCaffrey if he wants to get him through this season healthy. And obviously, they have great designs on being a Super Bowl contender, and the only way I think they truly are that is if McCaffrey is in the lineup. So I think you're okay going with McCaffrey and Mitchell. I think you're right. Don't use Zach Evans, George. Based on the report we got from Adam Schefter earlier last night, it doesn't sound like Zach Evans is going to be worthwhile in fantasy football. Let's quickly roll on through to Phil, who's in Naperville. What is going on, Mr. Phillip? How you doing?
Good morning. Just in the flex, do I start James Cook or DK Metcalf?
All right, so it sounds like I think you play it safe and go with Cook, because you know Metcalf's really up in the air today, Phil. So yep. I can't guarantee you he's going to play. And if you have no one to turn to in the later games, I think you just play it safe and go with James Cook.
That's what I was thinking. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for the call, Phil. Appreciate it. Let's try James, who's in Orland Park. Jimmy, what's up, my man?
Hey, what's up, Jeff? I got full point PPR, and I need to fill a running back and a flex position.
Mm-hmm.
I already got that Stevenson starting my other running back, so that's kind of where I'm at. I have Warren from Pittsburgh, McLaurin, Zach Moss, Gabe Davis.
All right, so you need two of those?
Yeah, two of those, one for running back and one for a flex.
So Warren, McLaurin, Moss, and Gabe Davis, right? I think I'm using Warren, especially in PPR, as the running back there. And then you can... I think I'd go with Gabe Davis, James.
Gabe Davis over McLaurin?
Yeah, I just, you know, I like the a piece of that Buffalo Bills offense. He's been, you know, I think he's got four touchdowns this season, so he's certainly been in the red zone, somebody who's benefited from the extra attention that Diggs has gotten. So I think I'd go with Gabe Davis.
Also, would you put McLaurin over Metcalf right now then?
Yes, because of the injury news, I would use McLaurin over Metcalf today.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
No problem. Thank you. All right, a couple more minutes here. Gideon's in Skokie. What's up, Gideon?
Hey, Meller. I want to be George in racing when I'm older.
We all do.
I have Aaron Jones. Mm-hmm. So injury concerns here. Half
absolutely.
Point PPR. I have Aaron Jones. I picked up Kareem Hunt because I thought Aaron Jones might be out and Kareem Hunt might be a better start, but he's injured also.
Yes.
So I picked up Jaleel McLaughlin this morning. I'm wondering if I should just put him in because he doesn't have any injury concerns. He's playing a late game. or continue monitoring to see if Jones or Hunt will play, even though they have leg injuries?
Yeah, so for I think you take Hunt out of the mix here, Gideon, and so and you only need one, right? Jones or McLaughlin. So this one is, I can't give you clarity. I don't know what Aaron Jones' situation is going to be. You have to believe, or I believe, though, with the bye week, with the extra time off, the fact that all the reports are saying that he's expected to play today, Aaron Jones. So I think that's good. The fact that on Sunday morning, before 8 o'clock, we've got word that it looks like he's good to go. And so if for whatever reason, if he gets dinged up in pregame warmup, you've got McLaughlin ready to go, right? But I would still use Aaron Jones because that Broncos defense has been awful. So I would use Aaron Jones over McLaughlin unless we get late word that Jones is inactive. But again, I don't expect that to be the case today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Gideon. As always, appreciate you being a loyal listener to ESPN 1000. Let's try Paul, who is in Evanston. What's going on, Paulie?
Hey, Jeff. So I'm in a PPR league with my son, and the season started, and we drafted and stashed Jamison Williams. So I have not been starting him. So I have Amon St. Brown,
sure,
Michael Pittman, and Amari Cooper starting in the two wide receivers plus flex position.
Mm-hmm.
But my question to you is, should Jamison Williams be in consideration to move one of those guys out?
Not yet. I think you're in good shape, Paul. Too many those players, especially with Deshaun Watson, expected to start for the Browns today. Cooper, back to being a top 20 wide receiver. Don't use Jamison Williams yet. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown, Cooper, and Pittman, especially, did you say it was PPR, Paul?
Yes, PPR.
Yeah, especially in PPR, Jamison Williams has really not proven that he's getting volume yet, so he's touchdown dependent. So I'd go Amon-Ra, Cooper, and Pittman.
We're coming up in the 2-minute warning.
This is the 2-minute warning.
And that'll take us to the 2-minute warning.
All right, we fast and furious here before Bleck and Abdallah step inside the State Street studio and begin your Bears and Raiders pregame coverage. Smiley in Glenview has two. He needs two of three. He's got Alexander Mattison, James Cook, and Ramondre Stevenson. Smiley, I'm going to go with Stevenson and James Cook. I just don't like the matchup much for Alexander Mattison against the Niners on Monday Night Football. Rico is in Lombard, and he has Rashad White, Deontay Foreman, or George Pickens. He needs two of those three. I'd go Foreman and Pickens, Rico. And then Roger in Jefferson Park needed three of four. He's got Flowers, Pittman, Mooney, and Waddle. Raj, I'd go Flowers, Pittman, and Waddle because we love our Waddles here on ESPN 1000. All right, that is pretty much going to do it for me, folks. I want to say thanks to Kevin Zipak and Sean Graney for producing the Fantasy Football Show this morning. Again, you can listen every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. during the football season. And, of course, I will be back right around 5:30 tonight with the post-game show with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer after a full day of Bears coverage for you on the home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later today. Bleck and Abdallah up next.